Nobody will ever be one rule of the world. I heard Billy Graham, as smart a man as he is, say, or read in the paper, rather, yesterday. He said, and I might have misinterpreted him, because he said there will be a world ruler, one dictator. I don't believe that. Man's effort is to be one dictator. If you had one dictator or one world ruler, you wouldn't have any war. So it's going to be two sides to have a war in it. So the battle, the Bible speaks of the battle of Armageddon, which will be a war, will be fought over in Armageddon, or the battle of Armageddon, I can't pronounce the name how it says it anyway, but the battle will be fought. And it'll be blood up to the horse's bit. But during that time when that battle's going on, the church would already be raptured. They'd be up in the sky waiting for the Lord. Christ has been raised the dead that's in him. The ones that are alive be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye, and they'll be caught up in the air with the Lord. That's the church. They'll be there during this 7-year period that we're going to have just before our end of time. It'll be 7 years. It looks like all these nations are trying to get to that point. You've got two sides now, communism and, what do you call it, capitalism. Well, it looked like two rulers there, but it'll be a religious man. He's going to spring up. He'll be political. He'll be an antichrist. He won't be a saved man. And they'll make him ruler, or try to make him ruler of the world, but he can't, but some call. It won't be one rule, because it'll be somebody over here going to battle with him. You see, it'd be battle on both sides. There's only be one ruler of the world, and that's when Christ comes back. Before that 7 years, they're going to make a covenant with the Jews about 6 months before the end of this battle, and they're going to try to have peace and so forth and so on. But Christ is going to come back and win that battle. He's going to chain all these nations and the devil and everything up for this 1,000 years, and he's going to reign on this earth 1,000 years, be king. Me or you, if we're saved and we're qualified and maybe we want to be in politics and wanted to help something, Christ is going to set us up to be rulers over these nations for 1,000 years. There won't be any wars, there'll be peace, there won't be any integration, there won't be any segregation, everybody be just alike then. And it's not going to be long, man. Now, we've heard that. I've heard it talk like that for 60 years. Christ is coming. We know he's coming, but when? Well, we've done seen this time run out in anybody. It can't possibly be over 27 years, in my opinion. Or maybe more or less, whatever time man has got set, if our calendar's right. I believe it. One of these days we're going to wake up, or every eye shall see him, we're going to see him in the air. If we're saved, we're going up in the air with him.
He's going to be in Jerusalem?
He's going to set his kingdom up in Jerusalem. He'll be on the throne in Jerusalem. Christ will. He'll be the ruler of the world. Oh, Satan and all of his angels, these hippies and these dope addicts and all these people that are lost right now and don't accept Christ, they're going to be right there with me. Dictators and countries that are ungodly, they'll be chained for this 1,000 years. They'll be in hell, but they'll be near like hell, or some people call it Hades or whatever it might be, but it is a literal hell, we know that. Because the Bible tells you about the hell when the rich man went to hell, and Lazarus, the poor boy, he sat around begging for crumbs, and the rich man wouldn't even give him the crumbs off his table. But he died and he went to hell, and he looked up and he seen this beggar. And he asked Father Abraham. He was in heaven. He said, in hell. But he says to Abraham, praying in heaven, he says, now, go up and tell my brothers